Hey, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tara.
And you're listening to
Growing with Letty and Lucy.
Oh, I'm so obsessed with this thing. It's ridiculous.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
How's everybody doing? Tara, how are you doing?
I'm tired. I think this is officially the first non-caffeinated podcast I will do, so everyone will see me in my true state or hear me in my true state.
Yeah, I'm
how are you doing?
I'm not looking pretty today, but I'm
well, we both got that going.
I'm exhausted.
Thank God we're audio only.
Yeah,
I'm in my like old man PJs.
I'm dressed for radio.
Exactly.
No, like, I'm totally dressed for radio.
What's your hat say?
It is a Rheingeist Brewery hat from...
Okay. From the... Ding, ding, ding.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Look at that tie-in from last week. The Rheingeist Brewery in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Yeah.
So I want to really quickly tell everybody what the name of the restaurant is that I could not remember.
Won.
Nobody guessed it.
So this is not an announcement. Nobody won.
So... to be fair, it's not strictly Italian. It's Italian and French. I didn't realize that, but that would make a lot of sense based on the other things that we ate. It's called Boca, and it is amazing. But it's like a menu changes all the time kind of place. It's like really nice wines and really yummy. Like, I remember there being really yummy bread that they brought to the table, but then... the pasta that I got was like a squid ink pasta with tomato, but not sauce, like just chopped tomatoes and like probably just all butter, which is why I liked it so much. It was the most incredible pasta I've ever had in my life. And I couldn't even replicate it. Like, I don't remember it well enough to replicate it. Probably because the wine was so good. I don't remember.
And if you're lost... if you joined us last week, we talked about some amazing pasta that Stephanie had.
Yeah. Last week we interviewed Natalie.
We couldn't remember the place. So if you're not in the Let Us Grow group, I offered a gift certificate for Seedlings so someone could come up with the name of the restaurant, but no one came.
And no one did. Yeah. We had Natalie from Nattyville, but we had Natalie from Cincinnati, and we were talking about, well, I guess I went on a tirade about how much I love Cincinnati. But nobody guessed the restaurant. So, sorry, guys. Tara, you get to keep your $20.
The other thing that I forgot to mention that I was going to say, but then I was like, how do I work this into a conversation that's so nerdy? I always say that we didn't have television growing up, but we did have a TV. We just didn't have cable. And we didn't live in an area for most of my childhood where you could get any channels. At some point, we got NBC, and that was literally it. But at also a point in my childhood, and I can't remember where it was, but I never liked cartoons as a kid, ever. But I was obsessed with WCRK in Cincinnati.
With
as a
John Travolta.
Small child. Like, what That's kind so funny, of me too. Weird child likes that show?
WKRP in Cincinnati. I loved that show. I loved that show, and I love Lucy, obviously.
Yeah.
I loved Little House on the Prairie, The Waltons. I am dating myself. Like, good night, John Boy.
I mean, I know.
Not Mom.
I know the Not cultural all. Reference, but I've never actually seen
it. Oh, my God. I watched it all the time. I had a weird crush on the guy with the mole on his face. Like the huge John Boy and Manny. I had a crush on everything and everyone, which is very true of my childhood. But yeah, I loved WKRP. WKRP.
That's it.
Yeah. And then
with Lonnie Anderson.
Oh my gosh.
Lonnie Anderson. I don't know. Is Lonnie Anderson still alive?
I don't know. I can't remember. I feel bad. A lot of people have passed away in the last year or two. And I can't remember who's still here and who's not anymore because so many shockers have happened.
I'm getting so old that, like, when people die, I'm like, wait, they weren't already dead?
Oh, gosh.
No, Lonnie Anderson is still alive. Do you feel like, and I love Lonnie Anderson, so this is, I do, obviously, because I love that show, and that she was my favorite person on the show. Uh-huh. So this is not a slight at Lonnie Anderson, but I kind of feel like Lonnie Anderson's like a poor man's Dolly Parton.
Ooh, let's see. You might be right. Because Dolly Parton
ain't poor. The big blonde hair and the big boobies.
Yeah. Lonnie, oh yeah, she totally, you're totally right. She looks great in that picture for her.
Yeah, she's alive, age. By the way.
She's like 400 years old.
She's actually not that old.
Oh my gosh, she was born in 45. My mom was born in 48. She's not that old.
She's like a few years older than my parents.
Jeez. Yeah, she's only 75. Crazy. Well, now we have had a Lonnie Anderson
tangent. So here we go.
We both need coffee and we both need like an extra day in the week without kids.
I think we need Ritalin.
Maybe we need what's the other one? Adderall.
Ritalin is such an old reference. Do they even give people Ritalin anymore?
I'm not sure. I really don't know.
They need the vapors. People are like, what the hell is Ritalin? Anyway, let's go.
Okay.
What are we talking about today?
Well, I got a couple good things up our sleeve for today, but one of them is that we're going to talk through what we ordered and what our status is on those orders. From last week, we both ordered. I ordered on, I think, Tuesday of last week. When did you order?
I think the same day. Let me just double check. But it's interesting. I think I ordered, and I'd love to hear from people if they have had this experience. Of course it doesn't say. I feel like I ordered on Tuesday, or if not Tuesday, maybe Wednesday. And you got your, when did you get your?
I got mine on Thursday. So I got mine really quickly, which, you know, happens too, because I'm only 45 minutes from their shipping center. You know, sometimes I feel like I should probably just go drive and pick them up because I'm pretty close. But it's weird that
I can't tell when. Doesn't that seem strange to you?
Do you have it in email?
Oh, maybe. Like, because it says today's date on my. No, it doesn't. It says, yeah, it says the 14th. It was picked up from them. But it doesn't show me when I ordered it.
So wait, so if it was picked up on the 14th, today is the 16th. That means you should be getting it.
It says I'll get it tomorrow. I just tracked it on FedEx.
Okay, that makes sense.
So I assume that it didn't actually get picked up on the 14th. I assume it was like, that's when the label was created.
Yeah, you're probably right.
But it's weird that it doesn't tell me when I ordered it. So let me just see. Anyway, this is a super exciting podcast.
Well, okay, here.
Content
since you're
we're
looking,
doing here.
Well, since you're looking through
it
yours.
It was
I'll
Tuesday,
share.
Same day.
Crazy.
So dude, I think, friends, this is what I am assuming happened. Also, for the record, I bought all new nutrients, a new pH kit and all of it. I just like, I'm going to start over.
Good.
My nutrients got really funky, but that stuff already arrived. Like they shipped all of that separate. So what I'm assuming happened, since we both are in the generally the same area, I would assume that most of our seedlings come from the same place. Yeah. And we're probably equal distance from wherever they're shipping. You might be closer to where they're shipping it from. But my assumption, since you got yours when? 2 days ago?
I got them on. No, I got them on the 11th. So I got them on Thursday. I got them quick.
Mine didn't even ship out until Saturday. So it's not that like it took longer to ship here or anything.
Right.
My assumption is I ordered something that they didn't have or wasn't
ready. That's possible. So what did you order? Do you want me to go through mine or do you want to go through yours first?
Let me go through mine just to give us like a baseline of like how I kind of organized this. So using my planning guide, I did separate things out for like tiers. But what I did, I did this somewhat last year, is anything that says bottom, I will put in one of the first two tiers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not going to limit myself to just six things, but I did think it through a little bit. So I went hard on the tomatoes this year. So I did four of the tomatoes. Was there more than one?
There's two variants option? Of cherry.
No, I mean just regular tomatoes.
I only had one option. I had the Oregon spring tomato.
Yeah, but I was wondering last year because by the time I ordered tomatoes, it was really late. There was only one option. So I didn't know if there was more than one option last year.
I am pretty sure there are. I would love to grow Romas, but obviously. But they don't have Romas yet, or I don't know if they will. But I feel like last year I missed the tomato train the first time. And so I went and I just rush ordered. As soon as I saw tomatoes, I was like, bah, get the tomatoes. But it was kind of late. I think they were just sold out or something when I tried. I'm not sure. But this year they have regular cherry tomatoes and scarlet cherry tomatoes. I don't know the difference, but I liked the idea of scarlet tomatoes. So I got those.
I did too. It's not funny. Like, it's such a marketing thing.
It totally is.
So I went on my first tier. I went hard on tomatoes. I did four regular Oregon spring tomatoes. And I'm giving it a chance again. I got two zucchini plants. And we did talk about last week that it would be better to get two. So I went for two. So those will be on my bottom tier. And then my second tier up, I did two cherry tomatoes and two scarlet cherry tomatoes.
Ooh, I'm tomatoing
it. Like, I didn't get any tomatoes last year, so I'm overcompensating. let me just sort my planning guide to see what I chose.
If I could, I think truthfully, if I could just grow like Roma tomatoes, some sort of like great sandwich tomato. I use Romas in everything, but like a beefsteak or like the Oregon spring looks like about the same, and cherry tomatoes. If I could just grow like 75 tomato plants and have salsa and tomato sauce and tomatoes for sandwiches and tomatoes for salads and tomatoes all day long, I'd be fine.
Yeah.
If I really would be happy. Yeah. I just had to buy cherry tomatoes this morning because I was at the grocery store at 8 o'clock. But I had to buy them and I don't like buying them.
Yeah. Same.
I also bought cucumbers. I don't like buying those. I like growing those.
What I am excited about is the tomatoes. The cherry tomatoes are on a very fairly short growing cycle, 5 to 13 weeks. So hopefully, you know, in the next month and a half, I'll start getting tomatoes and that will make me happy. It will also keep my interest. So I think it'll be out there.
So tell me what you have on
28 total seedlings. I've said for months that I was going to do a full reset and I couldn't bring myself to do it. So I am going to obviously reset my stand, but there is a handful of things that I'm going to just leave on there. Like, my parsley is super healthy. There's just no reason to get rid of it and buy a new one.
Right.
Same with that cutting celery. I haven't really used it
I use it all the time.
So good. And it's going out of season. So.
Well, I just got one in my order.
Yeah, I did have one in my order originally, but then I took it out because when I went to go check out my stand. And then I'm going to have some empty ports, which I'm excited about. We'll talk about at the end.
I'm going to have to buy a new tier.
I didn't do it on purpose, but it is going to be perfect for me. And you have room for another tier, and I don't. So pretty much other than that, I'm replacing several herbs. So my basil plant just was ready to go. So I did get two new basils. I got one. I got my garlic chives that I love. I got more mint because that fizzled out in the middle of the winter. I'm gonna try for the oregano mostly because of the pizza. I got two tesoys because I really enjoyed it.
I got one. I haven't tried them yet.
They're really good. They're like a actually it's funny. I don't know why. I saw this like article the other day about tetsoi being your like the more nutritious cousin of a bok choy. And it's like a great way to describe it because it's a much deeper green. I even just anything that's deeper green is gonna have more vitamins.
Yeah, absolutely.
I did thyme, obviously. I did more Swiss chard. Mm-hmm. Let's see, what else did I do two of? I did like several lettuces. So I did a couple heads of the summer lettuce, a couple heads of romaine. I got more arugula and two more bok choys. So I still have room. There's stuff that's still on my stand that I will just be eating. Like I'll finish off my spinach. That'll be another empty port. And then I'll finish off. I have another Swiss chard right now that will just stay, I guess.
I'll be honest. My last order was on January 1st. Okay, so 2 months ago, it was the worst producing order ever. But I know it's because it just hasn't been hot enough. It's been shockingly cold in Los Angeles. So I have some things that have grown well, and my cauliflower is beautiful, but again, vanity plant. My Swiss chard did terrible. My mint was great. All that. Like, it's just really weird how different it is in the different times of year that you're growing. But I actually, you just finished yours, right? So I'll go through mine.
Mm-hmm. Go for it.
So I tried to get very practical and not vanity at all this time. So I got two new Swiss chards because I really do use those a lot when they're great. I did two cilantros because I need to. I haven't had to buy cilantro. My cilantro, parsley, and cutting celery did so well. They're still doing great. I mean, one of them bolted a little bit, but I've been able to fix that.
Oh, that was another one that's is doing so well. So I didn't bother replacing it. And it's actually huge right now. Which so one? That might be one. Cilantro. Add another cilantro, but
yeah.
At this point, I didn't need it.
Mine's bolting, so I did get another two. I'm going to put the ones that I have in probably in a cup on my cell in my kitchen until they're dead while the other ones are growing. But then I got two butter lettuces, which I really tried to limit the amount of full harvest things this time around. But I did get two butter lettuces because I love those. Two baby mixed lettuces. I love that one. Two Toscano kales. For my bottom, two cherry tomatoes, one Oregon spring tomato, zucchini, and cucumber. And then I have a cauliflower port being used right now.
So I think it was the cucumber that I had that I'm going to add to, I'm going to save room, but I didn't want to order it yet. I think because of
the cold
growing system, a season, I was looking at like, it said late spring or something. And I was like, oh, well, yeah. I'll wait.
So I'm not waiting.
So why are you, you said you are limiting your full harvest. I mean, I only have four different varieties, but out of those four, I have seven plants because a couple I got too.
So I got the classic butter lettuce. I think it's the only one in full harvest. I got baby lettuce, Toscano kale, two cherry tomatoes, two astro arugulas. Then I did the garlic chives. Oh, this is interesting because remember I said that garlic chives kept saying that they were shade tolerant? And you were like, no, they're supposed to be on the top. So they are supposed to be on the top according to the website. But when you get the package, it says shade tolerant. So that's why my garlic chives have never really done great because I don't look at my phone or the website. I look at the box when I'm putting them in. Well, until now. Now I'm doing things differently.
I feel like I do too. So I've never
That's really interesting.
Mine's definitely not at the top either. I think I just told you they are supposed to be at the top based on I was looking at the website when I said that. Because
yeah,
now that I think about it, mine's not at the top. But it's never been crowded either, so that's why it's done well.
Right. My stand is so crowded right now. But I got I'm doing a full reset, except for like two items that I'm keeping. I got mini cucumbers, green bunching onion, one tatsoi, because I haven't gotten that one yet. And I have one bok choy right now that's growing so slowly, but I'm glad because I love the flavor of bok choy. So if tatsoi is similar. Now, here's one I didn't know I bought, but I'm kind of excited about it. Oh, I got, I'll save that one for last. Italian parsley, because obviously, lunchbox peppers, more cutting celery, calendula, which I don't know what I'm going to do with that, but I grew up using, my mom was a naturopath, so I grew up using calendula and arnica and all those things homeopathically. But calendula, it just seemed like a really fun thing to have.
We can put it in a salad, right?
I think so. And then I got obviously basil because it's back, zucchini, mint, and my Oregon tomato. But the big fun thing that I didn't even realize that I ordered until I got it, and I was like, snapdragon. What? But it's so beautiful and I'm so excited about it now. But I don't know if you can eat snapdragon.
Yeah, I guess you can. It's interesting because I was looking it up when we talked about this offline, and it doesn't say that you can eat it, which the right. rest of the flowers say you can eat them. So I think it might just be for fun. And I have a couple more flowers that I want. So I still want peppers and cucumbers, but I didn't buy them in this round because, like you were saying, it's still very cold at night here in San Diego. Yeah. And they did say a longer
growing window
or
harvest window.
Later.
Yeah. Oh.
Later
right. okay.
season. So I decided not to get them now and just finish out what I have on my stand. And then I'll order them in like a month or so. But I will probably get more flowers. So we can talk about that.
Yeah. The snapdragons, again, I don't know what practical use I'm going to have for them. It just says that they're a great cut flower. It doesn't say anything about eating them, but they're so pretty.
They were like my favorite as a child. My grandmother always had snapdragons at her house.
That's so cool. Mine had jasmine.
Also, so all the flowers, including the calendula, I assume. So this is my very non-scientific assumption. So don't take it as gospel, but I would assume that any amount of flowers on the stand are good for attracting bees.
Oh yeah, that's smart.
So I am gonna try to plant more flowers, possibly in like my third tier, so that they're close to my tomatoes and zucchinis, and I'm hoping that will help with my I have gotten several people have like reached out to me to be like, oh my gosh, the zucchini IUI cracked me up last week. So funny.
It's so good. So that's so funny. That's what I have on my stand. But here's the big kicker. Sorry, it just hit my microphone. These seedlings, this round of seedlings was the healthiest round of seedlings I've ever received. And I am pretty sure, like, for the first, I mean, we've been in this group for a year now. We went from, like, what? There was, like, 2,000 people in the Facebook group when we started paying attention to it, maybe. And now there's, like, 6,500 or something. So it's, like, really grown. Yeah. But before, I noticed that I was getting seedlings that were, like, so tiny and frail and, like, kind of dead, and then you would call Lettuce Grow, and then they would have to eat the shipping cost when they send you new ones, and that had to be really expensive, I'm assuming. So what I'm thinking that they're doing now, and somebody in Lettuce Grow land, let me know if I'm incorrect, but based on the seedlings I just got, I think they're aging the seedlings an extra couple weeks to get to make them a little more resilient before they're shipping them. So mine all seemed, you know, I do my own seedlings at home too. So I know, like, not for my farm stand because I just I kill everything, but I do them for kind of for fun projects with the kids and stuff. It takes like normally like a week or two to see some growth. And then you have a lot more growth between like 2 and 3 weeks, and they're a few inches tall. And I would imagine that that's where they used to ship, was around 3 weeks. Now it seems like these were like 4 or 5 week old seedlings, which is great because it puts them ahead on the growth spectrum, right? It makes them more resilient. They're more likely to be alive when you get them. And then they don't die immediately when you put them in your stand. So, but I did get mine on Thursday and they're still not in my stand. I have them in like 2 casserole dishes on my counter in the sun in the house where it's warmer because it's been freezing. It's been like in the 30s and we've had hail and we've had rain and like what in the global warming is happening to Los Angeles? It's just weird. But it's been really cold, really windy, really rainy. So I didn't want to like make them all die. So I kept them inside. I've just been pouring a little bit of water in the tray every day. They're nice and damp. And they are so healthy. My tomato plant is already like 6 inches tall.
So, which is crazy. This is so crazy. Like, when you first said it, I was thinking, well, they've decided that this isn't easier. Like you said, you actually said this, and I was like, oh, that makes sense. That this is a way for them to really ensure that people are getting good, healthy seedlings, right, and they're getting less returns or like having to, not returns, but
less cranky.
Having to replace less people's things. And I want to think that that's it, but am I less caffeinated, less optimistic brain? I'm now thinking maybe that's what it looks like at the beginning of the spring growing season. They've had the winter time to like, you know, and people haven't been ordering. And now this is really the first batch. And then after that, they start playing catch up. We'll see. Hopefully that's the case. It would be nice to get more mature seedlings.
Yeah, I'm curious to see what yours look like when you get yours, because they're shipping from the same place, I'm sure.
But they right. were and so I, healthy. I'm gonna assume, and I'm gonna be pissed if I'm not right, that I'm gonna get the same quality of seeds as you are. But yeah. As you did. But then you've bought basically for a good chunk of the season. You're going to have a few fill-ins here and there. Mm-hmm. I have not. So I still have cucumbers and peppers and stuff to buy later.
Yeah.
So let's see what happens when I go to buy in a month. We'll see if the seedlings are as robust. I'm hoping mm-hmm. so. I mean, I do think it's a great strategy. I'm just not sure if that's the case or not.
Yeah, and I'm curious to know as well. So I'd also love to hear from other people.
Yeah, let us know what they you think about. Let us know.
I know we've talked about it briefly last week, but we do have a new website, lettyandlucy.com, where you can listen to all of our episodes. But you can also leave us comments, and I want people to start commenting because I want to be able to interact with our users more. I think it'll give us more feedback, and it'll also maybe point us in a different direction with some stuff. So if you guys have thoughts or feelings, we want to know your thoughts or feelings, as long as they're not calling us losers or like being mean.
Yeah, exactly. No trolls.
No trolls, no meanies, just nice people, please.
Speaking and we mentioned that we did the, like, I did the little, hey, we'll give you $20 in seedlings last week. If you guessed the restaurant that nobody did. But I'd like to start doing that little Easter eggs here and there. So,
yeah,
follow us on Instagram and look at the website, and we'll place them in different away areas, little Easter eggs to say, hey, you want some seedlings? Tell us something about the podcast. So,
yeah.
Pay attention.
So, there's that. Also, we have a, we're going to have a really fun guest next week. Should we tease this at all and tell people who's coming next week?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, you'll just have to listen.
Well,
then.
We'll tease it. We have a fun guest that some people may be acquainted with. And if you aren't, you're going to love, because I think it's going to be really fun and interesting. And definitely.
I cannot wait.
As awesome as Natalie was, and she was awesome, she's probably just like a little bit more of a knowledgeable version of us.
Yeah. For sure.
This person is definitely in a totally different space than us.
Yeah.
Completely different space than us. So it'll be a whole new perspective. And she is a
an athlete? Can we say that?
Yeah, but I was gonna say somewhat of a lettuce grow celeb. Well, a celeb in general. Sure. Not just lettuce grow. So stay tuned for that. We also have, well, let's talk quickly, and then we have another little tease for you. But we're going to talk about
the bundles.
The bundles, because they're getting even better, I think.
Yeah, the bundles are looking more and more fun. And I think there was one point where it's like, oh, I'll just get two of those and, you know, done deal. But then I was like, I don't know why I backed out, but I did. But the bundles. So Let Us Grow has started doing these fundles, I'm going to call them.
Fundles.
I need some sleep and some coffee. they've been doing these fun bundles. And they've got a couple really good looking things here. So they have like, what they're trying to do is take some of the guesswork out. Like, okay, you like to cook with greens. So here's your green bundle, and here's your daily juicer blend bundle, and your green herbs and your greens and herbs, and then the flowers. And I think the flowers has the cutest name, because it's the best loved blooms bundle. Try saying that 10 times fast. The fitness first bundle, salad lovers, must have herb bundle, which they nailed that one on the head, because it's cilantro, sage, thyme, oregano, parsley, green, bunching onion. Oh, my oregano and my thyme are so healthy that I left those. My sage, sage is not working for me. It does not. I get like 3 leaves, so I'm not doing that one.
Are they all? I'm having a really hard time accessing them on my app and on the website right now. For some reason.
Just go to So how you find the bundles is you go into your app and you hit shop seedlings, and it's the first thing that should come up.
Yeah, they're just not loading for me.
Oh, got it.
So I don't know why they're like. I think it's just my own maybe internet connection. They're just spinning. But are they all 6?
Yeah.
Seedlings. They're all 6.
So basically, you could do tiers.
A fantastic.
Excuse me.
For me, because I've already planned out what I'm starting with this summer, I think that initially I wasn't going to do the bundles because I had a very clear idea about what I wanted and I wanted to like very organize it. But I definitely think this is a great option for filling. So once I start doing my full harvest things, then I just have 6 ports available. I can just go in and say, okay, I'm going to do the cooking greens bundle. That one looks really great to me. The lettuce bundle looks awesome. I mean, they all look great, but for like my personal needs, like those are some of the ones. I definitely think I want to do I'm hoping to do it maybe earlier rather than later. I think I might do this Best Love Blooms bundle.
It's so pretty.
Yeah.
I feel like to do that for me, I would need a second stand, because I that's like 6 ports that I'm not going to be able to. I mean, you add them, but they're not like a meal. You know what I mean?
Right. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, so for me, but if you're like I would see somebody like Natalie. She lives on her own. She's, you know, she's got an apartment. if she wanted to just, she also has two stands, but if she just wanted to have like a really beautiful interior planter with like some things she could eat quickly too, then that's
I see awesome. It also as being a little bit of a filler one. So like what I was saying, like if you had extra ports.
Yeah,
because the nice thing about the flowers is I do think I just didn't try hard with my marigolds. But I do think that if you need to take them out, you can just plant them.
Yeah, that is true. Okay, you changed my mind.
And I do think that they will help with the bees, which would be nice.
Yeah. So the viola mix, which is gorgeous too, I actually got those remember last time when I ordered way too many things? I had to go to my friend's farm stand and they were out of town, so I planted them there. So every once in a while I'll see like some of the fruits. Well, I help with her boys a couple times a week to let her work while I take all the kids to karate, which we've talked about it way too much. Anyway, so the violas are finally blooming and they're beautiful and they're so delicate and sweet, and I adore them. But they're
Maybe you should bring them home and put them in a pot.
I really should. I just feel bad because that farm stand looks so beautiful, and I'm trying to encourage them to.
So the other thing that I'm thinking, because we talked about this last week, and I am thinking harder about bringing my herbs inside to an arrow garden. So that would free up some space for me.
That would be amazing. I actually keep buying, because I'm convinced, well, you know those little, like, what are they called? Like the little windowsill plants that you can buy from Trader Joe's. They're like organic. Oh,
yeah.
You know, I buy those. I
just bought a mint one.
I just bought a basil.
It's so funny.
I bought a basil. Oh my gosh. Tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day.
Yep.
Leprechauns. Oh, geez.
Oh, I do still have leprechauns. I don't have that age of child. I did get him a pair of MeUndies underwear for St. Patrick's Day.
Oh.
He proceeded to wear over his dress pants all afternoon.
Oh, my gosh.
At the house.
My kids come home in 30 minutes and I haven't even.
You're not ready for them. No. Well, so I think that the flower. So just going back to the arrow garden really quick, and I just want to make it clear that this isn't any sort of like fault of lettuce grow or my not liking to grow herbs on lettuce grow. If anything, it's that I would like to use my lettuce grow for other stuff,
right?
And my own like general laziness to not going out there to like snip. I mean, if we're making dinner and I'm going to have a salad and I'm going to go out there and get several things, then it's one thing. But if I'm like in the morning making an omelet, I'm like, oh, basil would be good. Let's just be real. Everyone should know. I'm a tad lazy and I'm just not going to go out there and do it. So it would be nice to just have them right in the house. But again, it's almost a way of getting another 6 ports on my lettuce, my farm stand. It's really my love of the farm stand that's causing me to go outside of the lettuce grow.
Isn't that weird? We really do need lettuce grow to come up with a kitchen counter model, like an arrow garden, but pretty one like the lettuce grow. Like just take what they have and hit Honey, I Shrunk the Kids zapper button and let it go and into a little micro.
I was trying to think about it last night, though. And the ports would still need to be the same size.
Yes, but if you put 2 ports per level, and then you put them, you'd have 2 on this side, and then the next 2, and then the next 2. You could have 6 on a tiny little stand.
Yeah.
And that would cover all your kitchen herbs.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Like it would be
flowers too. Mm-hmm. Inside. Now I'm like all about the flowers. Anyway, so take a look at the bundles. I think that they're getting more interesting.
Yeah, and we're going to tease you a little bit more on the bundles too.
Yes, we do have some insider information about bundles, and
yes, we do.
We're not quite ready to get in trouble by releasing information given to us, but we will most likely be telling you about it next week. So to come back here next week and hear an exciting announcement about bundles.
There is a, you know what I just realized? Yeah, I just realized this. I didn't mean to get Snapdragon. I definitely meant to get jalapenos.
Oh, jalapenos?
Uh-huh. I was just like, wait a minute. Where? I didn't see my jalapenos. I must have hit the wrong button. Oh, so even though I'm super excited that I do have the Snapdragons, I definitely intended to get jalapeno.
Well, oh, well. Just to make yourself feel better, it does say jalapenos are a summer crop. Oh, okay. So I did not get them on this. Okay. You can You can buy them right now, yeah. But it does say summer. So I didn't buy it.
Well, that makes me feel a little bit better. I just really love pickling jalapenos.
And by the time you get, oh my goodness, by the time you are ready to buy jalapenos, you can just cut all your Snapdragons and it'll be a fun thing.
And have a nice floral arrangement. So this, okay, I derailed us, but back to this insider bit of information. There's definitely a couple bundles on the horizon. I have no idea what will be in them. I don't know what this person that they will be.
I think we got somewhat of an idea.
Did we? Yeah. Should I look at my email again?
No, we talked about it. What do you see?
Oh, well, I don't remember. You want to fill me in? Okay. Because I can't remember.
No.
No, you don't want to fill me in. Okay, cool.
Well, I will fill you in offline. Okay. I think that's enough information.
Yeah, I think you're right. So it'll be fun.
Sorry, guys, if you want the good, very exciting insider information, you're just going to have to start your own podcast.
Yep. Don't they come out? Doesn't it come out this week?
I think it will come out next Wednesday.
That's right.
Yeah, so it'll come out about the day before we have our podcast, so we're not going to center our podcast around something that's already out. So check the site next Wednesday, I think, is when we were told it would be out, but that we could be wrong.
When we have our interview next week, we'll definitely so next week's episode is going to be really fun because we'll have a really fun surprise special guest and then a really fun new bundle. By the way, I'm not sure if you guys can hear the helicopter that's just been hovering over my neighborhood for the last 40 minutes.
No.
I don't know what's going on, but my Citizen app is blowing up. I should look.
They're looking for you. They're looking for you. You didn't pay your corporate taxes. You didn't file your corporate taxes.
My corporate taxes were due to fill y'all in and way too much information. They were due last night at midnight, and I got an email from my accountant at 8 o'clock, and then I couldn't get a hold of anybody and couldn't get into the system to sign them. So I have not filed my corporate taxes. I'm going to be in such trouble.
They've already sent the helicopters.
It says that there is a helicopter. It's a police helicopter. No wonder. It's just like sitting on my house, it feels like. That's enough of that. So next week's episode is going to be super duper fun. This last week's episode was super duper fun. And today's episode is the sleepy in-between of us just being too
tired. Today's episode is brought to you by not caffeine.
Today's episode brought to you by it's time to make that Starbucks run or go downstairs and brew some coffee or I can't even anymore. Go pick up your kids, which is what I got to go do. I feel like that's the tone of my life right now. Go pick up the kids because they're not there long enough to do anything else. Happy pan-iversary. Happy pandemic-iversary.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Happy. I'm really into blending words today. Pandemiversary. Oh,
pandemic. And what was I going to say? Happy late St. Patrick's Day tomorrow.
Yeah.
Or when you're hearing this, the day before.
You know what? This is actually perfect timing. I'm sure a lot of people are going to be drinking a lot of Guinness tomorrow. So they don't want our normal screechy, like high-pitched, right, hilariousness. They're going to want something sleepy and comforting.
This
is a totally, yeah, this is absolutely intentional.
Hangover-friendly podcast episode. Oh, I know one thing. Let me just, one fun, quick thing. Will you be cooking anything specifically for St. Patrick's Day from your farm stand?
Hell yeah.
What are you going to be cooking?
I'm cooking a corned beef, obviously. Corned beef brisket. Mm-hmm. And then I'm using my cabbage that's been growing out there for forever.
You're going to use it with your corned beef and cabbage?
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't do a big enough cabbage for that, so I'm going to have to buy cabbage. But
well, I did buy one to supplement.
I did save my Napa cabbage. To make cold cannon, which I've never made before.
What's that?
But I do. We have our pod friends coming over. So one of them is a vegetarian. So I thought I should add something other than just like boiled potatoes.
Right.
So I'm making cold cannon, which is an Irish potato dish. It's like basically mashed potatoes with cabbage in it.
Ooh.
So I'm making that.
Yummy.
Leeks and garlic and yeah.
Yummy.
So that's what I'm using from my farm stand. I'm bummed because my mint went kaput because I am also making minted butter peas.
Ooh, yummy.
I just had to buy mint from this Trader Joe's.
I've started doing I could have sent you some. I got lots of it. I've made corned beef and cabbage every year since I was a kid. It's like one of my favorite meals in the world.
See,
we never had
it growing up, which is funny because my mom is half Irish.
That's so weird.
But we were always much more like German. Like I think because my grandmother was like the stronger.
Right.
And she was German. So I didn't even think about us being Irish until much later. We had gone to a big family reunion on the East Coast for my grandfather's side after he died. And they are all so Irish, and it was so funny because it's like, oh, we didn't ever celebrate this. So it's only been probably in the last 10 years that I've started cooking.
I'm no Irish, like zero Irish, but my mom, I think because it was her stepmom's birthday, and even weirder, her stepmom was Chinese and Russian. So I don't know why, but my mom always made it. So I've always made it, but yeah. I started getting bored of the boiled and started doing I do like a roasted cabbage, like I cut it into slices,
okay,
and then basically char it and then grill the potatoes, and then it's so yummy and everybody loves it. But it just, that's what I'll be doing, and then I'll use the mint to do something, or minted peas sounds really good.
Yeah, so I'm excited about that. And then also my Irish soda bread, which is my favorite thing.
Yummy.
Ever.
Well, right, thank you guys for listening. We hope you had a good St. Patty's Day. And we hope that we're not hurting your head with our calmness today. Make sure last week's episode, if you haven't yet, because it was so good. And also next week's, because I know what next week's is going to be the jam.
So good.
So, and we'll be fully caffeinated when we have that interview. So we'll be good. Anyway.
Yes.
All right, everybody. Have a great week. We'll talk to you soon.
All right.